You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here is producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a classical music concert inside a Wisconsin prison.
A lot of things are not allowed through the doors of Wisconsin's prisons. Cell phones are banned, and even underwire from a bra is considered a possible weapon. But recently, a group of musicians was allowed to venture inside a Wisconsin lockup with a piano, violin, and cello. WPR's Sarah Lear brings us the story of a concert that took place inside the walls of Oshkosh Correctional Institution.
Acoustically, the gymnasium at Wisconsin's Oshkosh Correctional Facility isn't ideal. It has squeaky floors and high, echoey ceilings. And as he sets up before a performance, composer Eric Jenness admits that the bright yellow walls and harsh fluorescent lights aren't great to look at either.
There's nothing inspirationally beautiful about any of the prisons, right? Okay, so when you remove beauty from a person's life, you remove part of their humanity.
The classical musician lives near Louisville, Kentucky, but he travels frequently for performances, which he calls concerts for hope. He often chooses venues he considers to be hopeless. That includes hospitals, rehab facilities, and...
Well, I've played over 1,000 shows in prisons, and as long as they keep letting me out, I keep going back in.
On a recent afternoon, Genesis Concert Hall was a medium security lockup in central Wisconsin. There, Jenness led a 2-hour performance of his original compositions, joined by a violinist, cellist, and vocalist. More than 2,000 men are incarcerated at Oshkosh, but the prison's warden, Brian Saha, says there was only space for about 200 of them to see Jenness live.
Something different to offer the population here that we don't normally ever get to see.
Sign-up slots filled up quickly after prison officials announced the performance. Saha says those who didn't get seats will be able to watch a video recording later.
We're hoping that it gives them a little more motivation to stay on their track of pro-social activities and behaviors.
For inmate Jonathan Tease, the performance felt like an awakening.
There's a certain, I think, numbness that you feel being in here, and I think the music brought all the emotions that you could possibly feel forward, you know what I mean? And it was just amazing.
Sometimes, Jenness gets pushback when people hear he performs in prisons.
Why would you go and play for them? You know, why would you go and play for the guy that, you know, robbed my parents, that killed my mother? I get that all the time. And a lot of people have been hurt by criminal behavior.
Jenness says his concerts aren't about excusing those actions.
All I'm saying is that how we treat those who are least in our society says something about our society.
For DeQuelvlin Douglas, being in the audience for a performance at Oshkosh was a rare experience.
The instruments, you know, the way they resonate through you, it's like, you know, it's meant to be experienced in a certain type of way, and I believe that that's, you know, live.
The 45-year-old is serving a life sentence for homicide, and he's been incarcerated since the late 90s. Douglas's favorite song from Genesis's concert at Oshkosh was an instrumental number. It's a piece that Genesis released in 2021, the year his son Gabriel died by suicide.
It was very close to my son. My son had this Asperger's and he suffered even as a child. And so I always felt the need to be close to him, to protect him. But he was always in this emotional pain.
As Jenness told the audience at Oshkosh, the piece combines dueling strains of cello and violin, and it's inspired largely by the guilt he struggles to overcome as a father.
You're going to hear these themes bounce back and forth, sometimes intense, sometimes gentle, sometimes on the cello, sometimes on the violin. But the magic is when they are played together.
The name of that song is Redemption.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on a concert inside Oshkosh Correctional. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.